Just a few months ago, Cuba's economy was forecast to grow 1% this year. It wasn't much, but at least it was growth. This week, President Raul Castro has admitted even that was an illusion. Cuba's GDP, he said, will actually shrink 1% in 2016. In reality, it's not that big a surprise. The Cuban economy has been in crisis all year. That's due largely to the collapse of its oil-rich socialist buddy, Venezuela. But Venezuela's economic catastrophe isn't the whole story. Experts say Cuba's economy is sinking also because its communist leaders are keeping a stubborn lid on the expansion of free enterprise and foreign investment. They're mostly afraid that normalized relations with the U.S. will bring an invasion of capitalism. But consider that between 2011 and 2015, Cuba's economy grew 3% a year. During that period, Castro opened the door more widely to private businesses. This year saw the Cuban government shut that door again. But Castro also warned Cuba's parliament this week that while the island won't adopt capitalism, it shouldn't put up obstacles to what can help us either. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.